Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. This is my podcast. It's brought to you by Remy Martin. This is my city, Remy Martin. Maybe it'll be a good weekend for some Remy. You know what? It's a good weekend every weekend for Remy Martin. Win or lose. But I guess you could do some Remy for the Alex Bregman signing if you want it. And it become an official. And then, you know, you could toast the Bears season one way or the other. Either that they're going to the NFC Championship game or it was a great season, right? I want to talk about Caleb a little bit because I think that he has an opportunity to do something very cool. And not many young quarterbacks get this opportunity and are able to cash in on it. And what I mean by it, and what I mean by the title of this, is if you were in a Highlander, there can be only one. Here's my thing. I'll tell an anecdote, okay? I have a friend got a girlfriend. The ex-girlfriends of my friend started following the new girlfriend, and the new girlfriend was like, I am collecting your ex-girlfriends, which I thought was some cold-blooded bleep. Cold-blooded. That's what Caleb gets a chance to do. He's got all of these guys that he admires and people that have shaped his career, the way that he plays, like the things that he finds important about playing the quarterback position. And Matthew Stafford is right there with Aaron Rodgers. When you watch these two guys, I know on the surface, they don't look like they favor, but they do. You can tell that Caleb has adopted some of his style from Matthew Stafford. And just watch him. He does, I think I mentioned it a couple pods ago, he does the airbender shit. Like, he does the weird arm angle, funky throws that seem to defy gravity type stuff. That's in his arsenal. Now, he is not the athlete that Caleb is. And he's at the point in his career where if you're close to Matthew Stafford and he can't get the ball away, he's just going to fall down. He's just going to pull a Brett Favre and just take a dive. And I get it. Like, what's the point of taking the hit if you're not delivering the football? Get down and live to play another down. But these guys are very similar. And so if you're Caleb, you have an opportunity. Like, you've made it to the league. You now have an opportunity in the playoffs against a guy that you truly admire. And you want to show out in front of that person. Like, they inspired you to the point where now you're peers. And you can stand there in front of them and battle them. Now, some people, it becomes too personal, right? Like, it becomes too big of a thing. And they overthink it. Some people, it drives them. Like, it drove Kobe. Like, it drove him to mania trying to track down MJ. And when being given the opportunity, didn't shy away from the moment of, hey, I am going to try and metaphorically cut your throat. That's if I get you one on one, if you end up having to guard me, I am going at you. Now, football is a lot more interdependent. They're not going to be on the field at the same time. But I saw Caleb play against Matthew Stafford last year, and he was hyped about playing Matthew Stafford. And the Bears got the win. But this is different. This is the playoffs. Getting a win against Matthew Stafford is real cool, and you can hold on to that for your whole career. Knocking Matthew Stafford out of the playoffs in a year where people felt like his team was going to win the NFC, that's quite the feather in your cap. And we thought that Caleb would have an opportunity to go up against Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, clearly Aaron punked out of that game because they thought the AFC games were more important. And it turns out he was right. Those games are more important. And who knows if Aaron Rodgers will come back.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So you start looking at the quarterbacks that Caleb was probably taking pieces of and being like, oh, I want to be like this guy and I want to be like this guy. I think there's some guys that are too close in age for him. Like, I ain't like that CJ Stroud shit last year. I ain't like it at all. Like, bro, we the same age. You out here trying to sun me. And that's exactly what that was. I don't care what CJ said. And I will tell you this. If you look at what CJ's career has been since that moment, the league has figured some stuff out about him. And he's having problems catching snaps now. That defense is hellified. And that's why Houston is here. The backup won 3 games in that win streak that they went on because the defense gets after people for the Texans. So I don't know if there are any of the contemporaries that if you're Caleb, you're like, yeah, you know, at this point, maybe Lamar and Josh are old enough that he can be like, oh, yeah, there are elements of their game in my game, and I can't wait till I face them. And hopefully I want to beat him. And we know that I would say in his draft class, there's some of that. Like he wanted that win against Washington really badly. And he had it until, you know, the incident. And if he were to get matched up against Bo Nix or something, like I could see that. Like that definitely drives the competitive balance. But when you start looking at the old guard, like the OGs that are here in the game, there's like a checklist. There's Aaron Rodgers. There's Matthew Stafford. And I imagine Patrick Mahomes is on that list of guys that you want to get. But you're not going to get a shot at Patrick for a while. Maybe by next year's Super Bowl, you know, you can get a shot at Patrick. Is there anyone that I'm missing? You can leave another quarterback in the comments and let me know if there's anyone else that I'm missing on this. But I feel like that list is pretty good. Like Rodgers, Stafford, and Patrick is the list. Like Dak's not on the list, is he? I mean, I guess the Bears got Dak, but I don't. And I will say, well, maybe Dak is on the list. I take that back. Dak might be on the list, and here's why he's on the list. Do you remember how much Ben talked about Dak the week of that game? He said, oh, he just plays beautiful offensive football, and there's so many things that can be learned from the way that he plays. So maybe if there's a playoff situation with Dak, like that's another one of those opportunities that he would relish. You know, like, oh, you are telling me that this guy's is really good. And I feel a certain way about it. So let me go out and do it. Can I just say in closing that I feel like throughout the year, Ben has pushed all the right buttons with Caleb. Like their relationship seems grounded in respect for each other, respect for each other's football mind, and the work ethic that both display. Like the concept of being challenged. I think Ben is really good at challenging Caleb. And I think there's been an appreciation by Caleb of like, yeah, this is the way you figured out ways to motivate. Back in the day, you know, Lovie Smith wasn't a cusser, but he was really good at playing mind games with guys. You know, you see Alex Brown in the hallway and need more out of you, big guy. Like little stuff like that and walk away. Like just little, I thought you were more than a pass rusher, big guy. Stuff like that. Ben seems to have figured out the formula to get to Caleb. And we'll see if that's part of the motivation here. Like the motivation is obviously you want to move on. It's like that's baked in. But I'm saying like some of the secondary and tertiary stuff. Good luck to Caleb, the Highlander. There can be only one. I mean, who is? I mean, it's still probably Patrick right now, right? Like everyone's chasing Patrick. But you don't want to get caught if you're Caleb. You've already had a classic with Brock Purdy. You don't want him to be in the way anymore. But yeah, I would say the list has to be Rodgers and Stafford and Patrick and probably Dak. If there's anyone else that I'm missing, let me know. Because he already knocked Jordan Love. He was like, oh, you think your man's is better than me? Your man's is at home. He did play great until he didn't. And when he didn't play great. All right. I will talk to you next time. Thanks to the folks over at Remy Martin. Appreciate them. Support your local store. Get some Remy. All right? I'll talk to you next time. Peace.